Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get ready to put on your tinfoil hats.
I'm reeling right now.
Get ready to buckle in. If you missed it in the feed, Breezy told us the story of a baby in Missouri who was born on a 7-Eleven, on 7-Eleven, at a 7-Eleven, at 7-Eleven p.m., weighing 7 pounds and 11 ounces.
Yep. So, what does this all mean? That's the real question.
An incredible coincidence?
No, no.
Oh, there's more. Okay, there's more.
I don't think
sure.
so.
Yeah.
I think this was an orchestrated plan. If I'm being honest, Corey, we've heard these stories before. We've seen this movie.
Yeah.
You know, people are giving birth everywhere.
I mean, Taco Bell was recently.
So,
I think we've seen what?
A year ago.
An airport.
A year ago, someone gave birth at a Six Flags.
Okay.
And their baby has free admission for the rest of their life.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
Chipotle.
Okay.
Someone gave birth in a Chipotle parking lot.
Sure, yeah.
The baby. Free burritos for life. Okay. A lot of this.
There was a Delta flight. They were giving them free flights too. I think that was a thing.
That's a game changer. Honestly, bravo.
So, what is your theory?
I'm reeling right now because this seems to be a very trendy and fun thing for people to be doing. Just giving birth wherever they see fit.
I mean, you know. I've only been in the presence of one child being born in my life, so I'm not going to call myself an expert, but if I was willing to go out on a limb here, I would venture to guess that this is not really a controllable kind of thing.
But this is why I wanted to talk to you about this. I mean, you're an expert.
I literally just said I'm not an expert.
So you have a kid. You're basically a doctor.
Well,
so.
I mean, I'm a little fuzzy on the details of this 7-Eleven birth. It must have been it's a precipitous birth, I believe is the phrase, where it's very accelerated. It happens very quickly because you know, normally, I mean, it could be hours and hours, days for some women.
Sure.
So, you would think if you're in a 7-Eleven and like, say your water breaks, well, I don't know.
Well,
go to a hospital.
Free Slurpee first, obviously.
You think she's just like chained her wrist to the Slurpee machine? Like, I'm having this baby at 7-Eleven. At 7-Eleven, and I've been monitoring. They're going to be 7 pounds, 11 ounces, and I'm getting free Slurpees for life. I'm getting free hot dogs for life.
Yeah. So Rachel Langford was the mother of this child, and she actually went as far as reaching out to corporate up 7-Eleven.
See, I don't
to be like
that.
So.
You know.
You know what? All jokes aside. Rachel's a genius.
She did not plan that she's not a genius.
She's an orchestrated genius. She is a puppet master, if you will.
And also, like, let them come to you. This is what really ruins it for me. The fact that she, like, reaches out, like, hand out. Hey, look at this amazing quiz. Hand out. What are you going to give me? What are you going to give me? Come on.
So I've been thinking a lot about this. You and I, our brains rack with weird thoughts. You think about your dog's eating you.
Yeah.
I think
you
about
know that you don't love your pet unless you're okay with them eating you. That
where I'm going to give birth to my future child within
impossible.
The next 20 years. So what I'm thinking is I am a lover of popcorn, specifically movie theater popcorn. So I'm going to orchestrate my birth in a Regal or a AMC. Or a local mom and pop theater. And just ride the wave, Corey. You know what? They have reclining seats now.
Yeah.
All we have to do is get the little stirrup things for your feet. Let's go. Let's get after it, baby.
I don't know if orchestrating is the phrase to use.
Why not? This is a plan, and I'm gonna full send.
Well, then are you gonna be thirsty like this mom? And hand out, hey, I had it during the previews of the movie. I got I had the baby before the movie even started. Like, I should get something for that.
Yeah,
oh,
this is exactly so. And then they're gonna see the baby, and this is my other thought on it. It's like this baby will forever be a mascot of that establishment. This is the poster child.
That's what you of. So you want to dream big for your kid? They're a mascot for a movie theater,
or a 7-Eleven, or a Chipotle. Fill in the blank. But could you imagine how much easier their life would be having to never pay for a movie again? I don't have to pay for a movie either.
I mean,
or popcorn.
Probably not that much easier, actually.
I mean,
think about it.
That adds up. I go to the movies at least once a week. So,
you know what needs to stop? Corporations being lazy and it's a marketing grab. I mean, that's what it is. They see, like, I guarantee you, had this woman not said anything to 7-Eleven, they would have seen the story and they would have went, oh, well, we're on the news for this right now. How can we, what could we do to keep this going? How about free Slurpees for life? Because then the idiot news cycle will pick that up. And then guess what? Free advertising. This is just free advertising. It's all it is. And they need to stop because now people are just taking advantage.
Okay, cool. But free advertising for them, free clout for the person who's, you know, giving birth to the child. They're both riding this free publicity wave.
Fine. You know what? I'm gonna lean into your theory here.
Okay.
222, not 800, or the Club PXY Safe Text line at 6822. If you could give birth to a baby at a place of business to get something free from that business, where would it be? What business would it be?
And why?
What would you want for free?
I love this.
We got a text that says baby at Wegmans, groceries for life.
Yes! Boom. Danny would love that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.